Yo, this is Willie Terry, Roman Labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network on a hot day in May. Very, very hot day, and I'm down here at the Oakwood Community Center where they're having a program on foster care by a group called Foster Can. And I have the director with me, and her name is
Carrie Ralph. Hi, everyone.
So how you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing really good. I'm so excited. May is Foster Care Awareness Month, and so our organization, our mission is to support youth and young adults that are transitioning from foster care into independent living. And so during this time, we get to celebrate all of the achievements, all of the resilience. We get to focus on the positives. We get to highlight the fact that can rises above can't every time. And so this happens every May.
Just tell me a little bit about Foster Can.
Okay.
How it got started.
So I was raised in foster care. I went into the age of foster care when I was younger, around the age of between 9 and 10. And I matriculated through the system and I aged out at 21, which is the way of saying that I just got discharged to being on my own. I didn't get adopted. I didn't connect with any other permanency resource. And so I experienced firsthand the challenges with trying to figure out how to be an adult on my own, coming out of a system that really did a lot of things for me. And so in the pandemic in 2020, I thought about all the young adults that have to transition in a pandemic. And it kind of took me back to my experiences. Even though it wasn't in a pandemic, I just imagined that now it'd be 10 times harder than even when I was transitioning out about 10 or 11 years ago. And so I connected with a few people who shared my mission and vision. I formed a board and we incorporated Foster Can with the goal of helping young adults transition successfully by overcoming barriers to housing, to educational pursuit, to career exploration, and really socially. It's stated, or statistically, that if a young adult has at least one caring, non-professional adult in their life, that their outcomes for success are far greater. And so even that social aspect and helping to connect individuals with adult resources that are not caseworkers, but people that can serve as mentors or just extended family to support them throughout their journey.
So we're here in the Troy community. How important is the foster care or foster can to the Troy community?
And so we're headquarters in Troy. I think Troy is a hidden gem of the capital region. There are a lot of resources in Albany, Schenectady, and sometimes Troy goes under the radar. And so that was with great intentionality, but we really serve the entire, all of the counties of the capital region. So there are a few agencies in Troy, like Vanderheiden, that does serve youth that are in foster care. And so we are able to connect with them, but we really want to go as far as we can. Hopefully our model, our programs rather, can serve as a model across the state and even across the country at some point. So we're dreaming big.
And you're located where?
We're located right here. We're embedded in the Oakwood Community Center. That's where we have our office and our resource room. And that's where we have been privileged to kind of connect with them. And they have been a great support to our organization. But we do workshops. We can come to agencies. We can come to their sites as well as host events here.
And I have a lot of other questions I want to ask you, but I won't do it today.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, now I know where you are, I know where I can get that information.
Yeah.
But is there any key or last thing you would like to say to people about foster care?
Yeah, I think in the spirit of Foster Care Awareness Month, this is a problem. Like, youth are without their families for various reasons in the community. And so let this month be an inspiration, this May, which is Foster Care Awareness Month, let it be an inspiration to get involved in any way that you can. Maybe you're not able to foster a youth, but maybe you're able to provide respite, which is like a short-term stay. Maybe you're able to donate and connect with other agencies. Maybe you're able to mentor a young adult that might want to pursue the same career as yourself. Maybe you're just there to show love. Whatever you can do, do something and help enhance our community.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right,
thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Donovan Meekinson.
And Donovan, how long have you, well, just tell me your story.
I've been in foster care since I was 14, and I've been going in and out of different facilities. Foster care, when I first was in it, I didn't like it because, like, I couldn't communicate with nobody. When I got to Vanderheiden, I met, like, certain staff that I communicate with and talk to, and made me feel, like, safe, and I can communicate, and I, like, bettered myself dealing with them. So I'm in a SIL program now. I'm getting ready to, like, move independently into my own house. So, yeah.
Now, you're from this area, or you came from some other area?
I'm from Albany.
You're from Albany?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's your story about, you know, your parents? What happened?
I used to run away from home because me and my dad never, like, saw eye to eye. I always used to get in trouble, like, during school and stuff. Like, in school, I was an honor roll student, but anytime I did get in trouble at home, I would get in trouble, whether it was my fault or not. So I would run away from home. I started sleeping on the streets and stuff, and I started stealing cars and selling them so I could have places to stay, so I could pay people to stay at their houses. And then eventually I ended up getting sent to LaSalle. And then from there, I just been focus on getting independent living programs. But, yeah.
Now you're going to college now.
Yeah.
So which college you'll be going to?
Hudson Valley Community College. Yeah.
And you'll be starting at when?
After I get my apartment stuff, I'll be applying. Mm-hmm. So probably sometime next year.
So you're really gonna be independent.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is that we envision a time when rear and housing statistics of current youth in foster care and alumni tell a story of success and resilience. And we hear that word resilience thrown around a lot, you know, bounce back, bounce back. But I think youth and young adults in foster care really give definition to that with their ability to bounce back through all of the traumatic experiences that they have encountered, with their ability to keep living. Sometimes just waking up is resilience, right? So there's no way to really measure that. And some of the young people in this room are the definition of that today. And so our programs, we really, Deb talked a little bit about them. We really want to eliminate barriers of all kinds, just eliminate barriers and reduce stigma that's associated with the foster care experience. One of our slogans is can over can't every time. And when we were, you know, organizing, I thought about all of the can'ts that I was told in the system growing up in foster care. I literally had an academic advisor in high school tell me I couldn't go to college because I was in foster care. And I have 2 degrees now, a master's degree, right? Period. That's it, period. So there are so many others, you know, in this room that have that same experience or will have that experience because of initiatives like the ones that we are trying to drive into the community. And really, can rise above can't every time. There's no limits, there's no barriers. And so that's why we're here in the community. All of these organizations that have made that investment into our programs. And so we have two big programs, our Dream Bigger and our Live Better program. And so Dream Bigger is a scholarship program for any youth that's in foster care or transitioning out to pursue any academic or career or vocational goal whatsoever. It can be for interview clothes, it can be for a bus pass for transportation, it can be to get books, school supplies, it can be to use for tuition, whatever they find in need of. That's what that program is there for. And there's no hard application. Just tell us what you need, what you're gonna do with it, and then we'll make a decision based off of a decision about the amount based off of what that need is. Then we also have the Live Better program, which is specifically targeting youth that are transitioning out of foster care to help them with securing housing. Over 50% of the homeless population has had foster care experience, and that says a lot. And a lot of youth in foster care will experience homelessness within their first year after discharging out of care. And so we want to eliminate that by being able to provide grants, not loans, grants that they can use for their security deposits, first month's rents, or household supplies if they have the support of their counties that are also helping them financially to make that transition. We don't just want to give them money, but we also have a host of life skills workshops that we can do that they can also earn stipends for their participation to teach them those skills that they will need to be successful in the community. And they can come to as many of those as they want and get as many stipends as they want. So that's also another incentive. So it's kind of that aftercare that doesn't exist for the foster care population.